But I think it's really bad because, especially because student loans aren't enough to cover the rent. I think that's one of the worst things about the prices going up.
It can be quite pricey, like, as it's in one lump sum. Each term you do pay quite a lot, but when you think over the course of the term, it is quite reasonable.
Now students are becoming more picky and stuff, and they're less willing to live in a place which isn't up to their standards. So yeah, I think that maybe it has affected the quality, but maybe not enough so that people could really tell.
It's a lot, especially for students when we're poor and have no money. And there's nothing really that's, the quality hasn't increased, so the pricing is a bit unjustified.
I stay in Corfe, and I mean, it's one of the most expensive, but you can see, like, you know, you get double beds, you get your own shower, you know, it's quite nice. So you do get your value for money.
The halls in the centre of town are pretty good quality, especially some of the new ones, but I think on site they could be a little bit better, so the student village, I think, could be better.
I think quality is quite a big thing. I've actually, In my final year, I had to move out of the first flat we were in because it was only £270 a month, which is really cheap, but it was disgusting. Like, it was horrendous. You couldn't live in it. I'm now paying £320, but for a nice big room in a nice house. So I'm quite happy about doing that. But I come from London, where the prices are ridiculous. So for me, this isn't too bad.
Well, I was in union housing about 4 years ago, so it was pretty good back then. But I heard it's gone up a bit. But I think it's still pretty reasonable. You get the bills included, which is an absolute hassle when you move out of hall, so that's a good thing.